What's up, guys? My name is Alex.
And I'm Walter.
We are the co-founders of Swolverine and the Swole Kitchen.
Today,
you're just so excited.
I'm excited. Today, we're going to talk about what are non-stim pre-workout supplements. We'll get into the pros and cons of stim versus non-stim, tell you all about it.
So people take stim pre-workout or just pre-workout in general, whether they know it's stim or non-stim, just to get that get up and go. That I got to get off the couch. I got to do something because I drank this stuff and now I have to go.
Correct. I mean, most people are going to take a normal pre-workout supplement with stim in it. And stim is just short for stimulant. So caffeine, which is pretty much ubiquitous across any type of stimulant or like pre-workout supplement. Most people are going to take that so that they can get in the gym, get that more energy, you know, in the morning if they're going in the morning. And just it gives them the motivation. It's like, oh, I took my pre-workout, so I kind of have to go to the gym now, right?
It's right. It's almost like an accountability
partner. Yeah, exactly.
Or like in the evening, you worked all day and you're like, oh, if I drink this, I have to go.
Exactly. So a non-stim pre-workout is just the opposite of a stim pre-workout, right? So we're not going to have any stimulants in it. It's still going to be made for performance. So a stim pre-workout and a non-stim pre-workout, both of those supplements, they're going to try to help you with your endurance, your strength, build more muscle, all of your performance indicators, right? But the biggest difference is, do you want that caffeine or do you not want that caffeine, right?
Yeah.
If you're in the gym, if you're doing functional movements, functional training like CrossFit or something that's getting your heart rate kind of out of control, where it's those are the types of workouts you want to pace and keep that heart rate in control, which is kind of the goal, right?
Right. Nobody wants a red line.
You don't want to bring a stim pre-workout, man, because you're going to be freaking out, losing your freaking mind. So we don't want a stim pre-workout.
Whereas other times, like you're going to be in the gym, traditional lifting, you're doing bicep curls, and you're going to put that dumbbell back down. Sometimes you're like, do I have to pick it back up? And that's
where we want a stim pre-workout.
That's
right?
Where you would want a stim pre-workout.
Exactly. So there's a time and a place for a stim and a non-stim. There's tons of studies out there that say caffeine's a really good ergogenic aid. So it's going to help you with your performance. But then there's also ingredients that are pretty much ubiquitous across the range of stim and non-stim pre-workouts, such as amino acids like beta-alanine, which is going to help you delay muscle fatigue. Citrulline malate, which helps you with your NO, it's a vasodilator. It's going to create more blood flow, more oxygen, kind of give you that pump, right? And it's going to help with everything from recovery to strength and endurance. So those types of ingredients are very common in pre-workouts.
Real quick, before we continue on from those two ingredients, beta-alanine specifically, when you're choosing a pre-workout, what is the proper dosage that you need in each scoop or each serving of that pre-workout?
So that's a really good question. So clinical dose, which is what we do at Swolverine, you have to get a clinical dose of each ingredient for it to have a performance benefit. If you don't have enough of an ingredient, it's not going to do or have its indicated use. It's not going to produce what you need it to do. So beta-alanine, for example, it helps delay muscle fatigue. This one's a little bit different. It's kind of like creatine and where it's about dose over time. The clinical dose of beta-alanine is 3.2 grams. You want to take 3.2 grams for about 28 days and saturate your body with carnosine, right? Dipeptide. So that's what you really need to do to take advantage of that endurance component of beta-alanine. Citrulline malate, you're looking at 5 to 6 grams clinical dose. So when you're looking at the back of a label and you're saying, oh, cool, it has all these ingredients, but there's 100 milligrams, there a lot of companies and brands will dust these things.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure you have the full dose in there.
Those are two ingredients too that in a pre-workout, whether you're going stim or non-stim, you want to look for. They're just really quality and proven ingredients.
Yeah. Other ingredients that are common would be creatine. Sometimes people add BCAAs, so you know, branched-chain amino acids, or betaine anhydrous, those types of things. What we do here is we actually add raw superfoods. So we add pomegranate. Take a look anywhere online. Type in what are the performance indicators or how does pomegranate help with performance, even on our website, on our blog, you will be amazed at how some of these superfoods really help increase your performance from an endurance and strength component.
Or beets, right? Like betaine.
Oh my gosh, like betaine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So another great ingredient. So we add betaine, we add pomegranate, we add ginseng. So something that's going to help you with focus, a natural way to help focus, as opposed to having a stim.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Using nootropic properties so that we can get you in the gym. Like, let's say you get off work and you don't want to have that high sugar, high caffeine pre-workout that is underdosed. So you want to actually get results. You want to not stay up all night. You don't want to crash. That's where a product like what we carry at Swolverine with the pre-workout would really help you. In other cases, you know, both are very proven effective. Caffeine's great. It's just something that we don't have in our product, which is totally okay. So if you're looking for a supplement to actually build strength, increase muscle mass, and improve athletic performance, without loads of caffeine, then we consider or recommend you opt for a stim-free pre-workout. One thing before we close out this video, though, is a lot of people say, I don't like the way pre-workout makes me feel.
That is probably due to what's called beta-alanine, like we discussed earlier. It causes what's called a side effect, which is not a real side effect in terms of affecting you in a negative way. But a side effect of beta-alanine is that it creates paresthesia. Paresthesia is essentially tingling of the nerve endings, right? So you get that creepy, crawly feeling. But that goes away over time. So if you're dosing appropriately, 3.2 grams to 5 grams per day for over that time period, that 28 days, then you're not going to get as much of that itchy feeling or crawly feeling that you would as opposed to the first time.
And it will eventually go away.
Yeah, and you can also cut that dose in half,
yeah,
right, through the day. So you don't get that kind of itchy feeling right away where it's freaking you out. And once you hit the gym, you're not going to notice it anymore.
The other thing that people don't like about pre-workouts, and oftentimes we hear people complaining about or necessarily avoiding a pre-workout, which when you avoid a pre-workout, you avoid giving your body a lot of the nutrients it needs when you're working out to actually achieve those really ergogenic benefits and results from the gym. Like, you're almost kind of cutting yourself and making it harder, right? So with a pre-workout, you know, one of those things people say is, I don't feel good. It makes me just like feel like my heart crawls up in my throat and I want to barf.
That could be the cheeseburger you ate before.
Definitely could. It absolutely could. It could have to do with the pre-workout food. Yeah. It could also have to do with caffeine and sugar. So that's where, you know, instead of writing off pre-workouts all across the board, they're not all the same. No, you know, it's hard to say that any two pre-workouts are made the same. So try a stim, try a non-stim, figure out what works for you and your goals. And, get some better performance outcomes.
Absolutely. So visit the website, swolverine.com. If you're looking for nutrition coaching, go to theswolekitchen.com. Alex is there, has a whole awesome coaches that'll personalize nutrition for you. They'll write what you want. They'll get you results.
We also do free supplement consultations. We also do free nutrition consultations.
Yeah.
So hop on the website, hop on the chat, request that. There's a schedule on there. We're here to help you guys every step of the way with your supplement journey. And if you ever have questions or want us to make a specific video about something, let us know.